So this is going to be a really straightforward cast. It's probably going to be about 25 minutes. This is, again, for insiders only. This will not be posted to MTG Cast like we normally do. This is, again, for insiders only. I apologize for the last second kind of impromptu cast. I just sort of got caught up early in the week in preparation for covering Worlds and just handling other stuff. But we have some secret coverage going on that I will be relaying alongside another insider. So it will be posted here and an email. So if you don't get emails, it's imperative that you stay in Discord. I will send that out again as a general message over in the coverage channel because it's really important. And I don't really have time. It's not really my kind of area of expertise to add people onto the email list. If you're still having problems with the email list, please keep bugging the people that need to put you on the list. That's going to be Tarkan, Tyler, even Kelly. If you need to be on the email list, please get yourself on there. If not, I post the actual emails as they're being written to the QS coverage channel, like always. Again, just treat it as a Pro Tour coverage, and we'll try to get the best information that we can. No one else is covering this, and no one else has this coverage anywhere else. It's bar none the best you'll find. And I really appreciate our insider, Austin, for being there. I got a message early this morning that he's there, and the information will literally be flowing from his point of view through me as quickly as we can. That being said, I just wanted to quickly talk about, the only thing on the docket is Worlds. So I quickly wanted to talk about a few trends that I saw. Obviously, I believe that pros are really keeping their deck lists close to the chest. I don't think we're going to see anything really crazy. I think we'll see optimized lists, a lot of optimized lists of what we're seeing, but they will just look better. I'm not really anticipating a ton of crazy stuff, but we might see more of the Gifts decks. I think that is the deck that actually got a ton of support. Yes, Abrade is still out there. There are ways to deal with the Gift decks, but they play well enough around them. And I think cards like Hostage Taker really gave a huge boon to this list. Incorporating Scarab God also really helped. And, cards like Search of Iskanta really helped smooth out the draws of this deck. But really, it was, Hostage Taker incorporating the Scarab God, Seeker Squire. It got a lot of support. So I think the Gifts decks might show up, which means, Angel of Invention kind of cooled off a little bit down in the $5 range. We kind of saw what happened with these mythics from previous sets. Even God's Pharaoh Gift kind of cooled off a little bit down to about $1, $1.50. So keep an eye out on that. I also wanted to point out, I saw a ton of these tokens lists in the past few days on the 5-0 list. Now, again, they're curated by Wizards, so I know they kind of want to give, a variety of decks, so it can't really take too much away from that. But the tokens lists look really strong. And what I'm seeing from these token lists are Anointed Procession, which is cooled off a bit. I see a lot of playsets going in the 20 range. About 15, 14 hours ago, which means people are buying them. So people are definitely buying into the tokens list. I'm just going to bring up the last completeds on eBay. We have one copy for $7.95. We have places going for $18.50 rather with $3 shipping. $28.60. This is again a playset. $29.99. Again a playset, and all selling yesterday. So the hype for Anointed Procession is definitely there. This is a kind of a multi-format ubiquitous card, and I believe this can start trending into the $10 range. This is a really great card from Amonkhet. I know it was opened a lot, but this is again a ubiquitous kind of multi-format card that is now seeing play as a full four of in these Abzan token lists. And we have Legion's Landing again. It actually decreased from its order sales into a very great price point. I'm seeing completeds for $2.50, actually under $3, and that's a really great price point still. If you got into them in the pre-order period under $3, just that's fantastic. Continue to hold on to those because I think that this card in particular has really given this deck another kind of really great tool to combat, you know, what is out there right now. It basically gives you a turn one play, which is awesome to play into Hidden Stockpile. It also basically ramp and growths you later in the game to ramp you essentially into Vraska, which is apparently really awesome. I kind of ruled out Vraska, but I don't think that's a very great buy sitting at like $13. Just looking at, yeah, like $12.50. I don't think that's a strong buy. But Legion's Landing, Anointed Procession, and this might actually be the tricky breakout card. Bantu's Last Reckoning, I'm basically seeing this from anywhere to 1 to 2 to 3 copies in most decks playing black. And they could be had for under $2 if you look. I'm seeing like $1.50, $2. I think that's a pretty good buy considering it's the only sweeper black has available. I know it's not amazing, but I see a lot of these decks running black adopt Bantu's Last Reckoning because, again, it's the only option there. In a vacuum, I don't love this card, but when it's the only option and folks have to buy it, basically pigeonholing players into their only option. And I'm seeing sets going for 10. I think that's pretty reasonable. I don't know if there's a ton of room there, but I just want to kind of throw that out there that I have been seeing that trend. So we have Bantu's Last Reckoning, Legion's Landing, Anointed Procession, Lupine. Good price to get in for Anointed. $5 or less is probably a good point to get into them. At the very least, you can sell them at, you know, $20, $21 for play sets. You're probably going to take a hit for fees and shipping, but if you can unload them, you can unload them fairly, you know, reasonably to turn around and not lose that much with higher upside. Okay, so that covers tokens. We've also been seeing the gift decks, like I said, show up. We've also been seeing these Ramunap Red Splash Black deck list. Not much to see here, only that they've been adopting Yeheni, Glint Sieve Siphoner, Scrap Heap. Again, main deck Bantu's Last Reckoning with one more in the sideboard. Vance's Blasting Stations or Cannons. So there's not too much there. Hazoret is still in the $15 range. I don't know if there's much more room there. If it has a huge showing at Worlds, could break into the $20-$25 range, but I'm not seeing it. I think we've kind of seen the highest it'll probably go to is about 10. So don't know if I'm super excited about Hazoret, but it did adopt 4 Ruin Raiders, and I think that would be the reason to splash black. Again, that's sitting at like $2. You could probably find them for a little cheaper if you're really looking. I see them on TCG Player for $1.50, probably with shipping. So that seems like a pretty good spot. Yeah, Temho Bilas is already $5. Yeah, and if you can get them at around $5, that's probably the place to grab them because you can realistically turn around and sell them for basically no loss. How am I doing on time? All right, we're about already like 12 minutes in. Wow. This was an interesting one. Okay, so Saturn showed up with a 5-0 list. It looks like Pirate Splash Scarab God. It was a 5-0 list. Obviously, Scarab God's really great. Has a Noxious Gearhulk, Hostage Taker, Champion of Wits. That's actually one to look keep an eye on is Champion of Wits because it's a full 4 of in, I think, like 3 decks. Let me see really quick. Okay, it's a full 4 up in this blue-black like value list. Okay, also in Sultai Energy. Okay, some play it, some don't. So maybe it's not a hard 4 of in these Sultai lists, but it's definitely a hard 4 of in the gift list. So where is this falling down? About 350, yeah, never mind. Other than that, I mean, it's really barren. It kind of feels like the undercosted Ixalan cards are basically all we're left with. Undercosted gifts of the God Pharaoh, but not much else. I mean, we're seeing all these control lists. Now, again, unless we see something crazy on camera or I hear something crazy from Worlds that is being fed to me from our ground source, Austin, there's not a ton that I'm seeing here. I mean, Anointed Procession is probably the strongest buy. Legion's Landing as well. I mean, Legion's Landing is the linchpin of that deck list. Might want to look into Ruin Raider, but not even all the BR aggro list play Ruin Raider. It's either Ruin Raider or Glint Sieve Siphoner, but they all play Yeheni, and they definitely all play Bantu's Last Reckoning. That's also a pretty good buy, Bantu's Last Reckoning. I'm liking that one a lot. Heart of Kieran is. Heart of Kieran is down to about 550. Playsets are going for 25. That could be a good one too. I don't know, this is so cheap. It's probably the only one of the only mythics to even get played out of Aether Revolt. Wow, yeah, I really like holding on to some Heart of Kieran here if it really breaks out. Looking at some sold listings here. 550. Got a playset for 26. Got individual copies from $6 to $7, $7.50. That could be one to keep an eye on. $22 with three shipping, $27.99. Heart of Kieran. Yeah, that definitely dropped off a little bit. Yeah, I think Settle the Wreckage and Fumigate, the ship has sailed on those, but the ship definitely did not sail on Bantu's Last Reckoning, and I think it can see similar prices to Fumigate and now Settle the Wreckage because it's the only option in black. So if you're getting in under $2 and they jump into, you know, the upper four to even low five range, that's a pretty big one, especially if you can find them guaranteed lock-in at lists. If they, you know, trend into like the 50, 275, even low three range, that's a great buy. And I believe we'll see some today. So other than that, I'm taking final questions, but that is sort of the last few minute things that I wanted to talk about. At the top of my list, I'm looking at Anointed Procession. I think this can kind of trend back into, I mean, let's see where it started. Five, dipped down in the two range, went up to five, and that's now trending up into the mid six. I don't see this stopping anytime soon. Could be around $10 by the end of the weekend. So picking them up at, you know, 455, maybe even the low six, that's kind of pushing it. Again, if you can't find those, then don't worry about it. It's not significant, but it's good enough that if you can get into that range, it's still very much worthwhile. Thoughts on Panharmonicon? Set stream to list with that and Hotshotaker. It looks silly. Certainly possible. I mean, like I said, there hasn't been a ton of time. But it feels like if the pros are going to pull out any stops, it would be Worlds because it's such a high EV event. So it's certainly possible. If we're going to see anything crazy, it's going to be this weekend. Where is Panharmonicon right now? It is $2 range. Seems okay. It would really have to do significantly well for everyone to kind of jump in on that. So I think there's still time. Yeah, it would have to really put on a great show for folks to really jump in on Panharmonicon. But yeah, other than that, coverage is going to start. We have Austin there. I'm going to be hearing from Austin probably relatively soon. Standard starts later in the afternoon. I do believe they have a lunch. It's very similar to the Pro Tour, but Austin's already kind of, I think, making rounds. And we'll get information. I mean, as soon as I get it, it will be past the long. Other than that, I think that's going to wrap up this cast. Again, it's very quick, very final second questions if anyone has them. If not, I'm going to wrap things up there. Yeah. Free Morgan, I get it. Okay. Thanks everyone for listening. I'm going to publish this as is, right to the website. So if you just give me about 20 minutes, should be on there. Thanks everyone. I'm going to wrap it up there.